Thursday, the 27th of November. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, we are still talking about preparing for Advent. And I'll say it again as we go through Advent, but I love the little German poem that translates very nicely into English for lighting our Advent candles. So let's just hear it and we can practice it maybe once together. First one, then two, then three, then four. And then the Christ child at the door. Everybody remember the poem? Let's say it together. First one, then two, then three, then four. And then the Christ child at the door. When we're preparing for Advent, one of the things we need to think about maybe is how Jesus was born. Jesus was not born in a hospital. Jesus wasn't born in a palace. Jesus wasn't born in a house. Who remembers where was Jesus born? That's right. He was born in a stable because there was no room in Bethlehem. Nobody had room for him to be born in a proper place. I think, kids, this is a reminder that we live in a world in which there are lots of children who don't have what they need. Some of us do, but lots of us are in real need. We make a big deal in Lent about giving things up for Lent and taking things up for Lent, but I think we should do the same thing when it comes to Christmas, when it comes to Advent. And I know that there are lots and lots and lots of parishes and various kinds of NGOs that try to do something for children, especially during Lent, Advent and during Christmas. And I want to put out a challenge to you guys that we should all do something for God, something good for God this Advent. And the best way I know of doing something good for God is to do something good for the people God loves, to do something good for the people around us. And so you may want to have a chat in your family about what might we do this Advent. Maybe your parish has a meal for the homeless, a Christmas meal for the homeless. Or, I know some parishes do this, maybe they collect toys and presents for children who may not have somebody to give them a present. Find out what's going on in your community, and then I want you to have a serious chat with your family, and maybe even with some of your friends. I have watched small children, even children in pre-primary and primary school, do extraordinary things. I have watched little children find presents that they can give to other children, find nice storybooks. Some of you are getting a bit bigger. Maybe those children's stories that you really loved last year or the year before, you've grown out of a bit. Is it time to give them to somebody else? And so I want you to think. I want you to think about who can I give a gift to? That's my challenge for you this Advent. Who can I give a gift to? How can I give a gift to someone who needs one? And sometimes the people who need those kinds of things in our lives may not even be children. I know one little girl who baked biscuits, and then she gave biscuits to all the old gogos in her church, some of whom had grandchildren, some of whom didn't. And she decided she was going to do that for God. So I want you to think, what can I do for God? How can I join in all of this Christmas cheer that we're getting ready for and do something good for God? What is the gift you are going to give baby Jesus? Let's close our eyes now and pray. Lord, teach us to be generous. Teach us to share, to give away, to give to your people who you love. We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.